They leave behind red goop.
That's disgusting.
I know. That's why I said it.
Dana thought she lived on Dune, she called her crystal meth melange. Fran was stuck in Middle Earth, built hobbit holes in her garage. Wanda craved a Highlander, for her there could be only one. And Jane the Trekkie beamed me up and kept her cleavage set to stun. Elizabeth was user-friendly, plaything of the Midwest Fen. Mary Catherine wrapped me up like Katamari Damacy. And Marcy needed better stats, Charisma 20, Wisdom 3.
Good evening, listeners. This is one of your co-hosts. Do you remember me? I'm Emma.
And the other one, Sarah Kate.
Yeah. We have reasons for why this is late.
We have very good reasons for why this is late.
Not Sir legitimate Garnet.
What did you say?
I said they're legitimate.
Oh. Yeah. And this isn't her fault. I swear.
Really.
I promise it's not our fault.
Pinky promise.
It's Netflix's fault.
Yeah.
Because, see, what we were planning on doing is we were planning on doing series one of Sherlock and then watching the Avengers movie, one of the Avengers movies, and we watched Iron Man. And then we were going to do series two of Sherlock. But series two wasn't on Netflix.
There's also the small fact that we're college students now, so we have homework and tests and like going out like every single night and partying. Just kidding, I sit at home and read.
Yeah, same.
Me and my roommate have been watching, we've been bonding over Walking Dead, which if you don't know, it's about zombies. It's scary. My, Sarah Kate texted me my phone, you know, went off and it vibrated and I literally screamed. And it was past quiet hour, so it was kind of like, started out as a real scream, but then I kind of muffled it in my blanket, and it was weird.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, darling?
Not much, really.
Work.
Work. Class. More work. More class.
You seem to be doing more homeworking than me.
Do I?
Yeah.
Hmm. I read a lot.
That's because you have a math class and I don't. Haha.
I don't like you.
Come at me, bro.
Granted, this was basically last year only in this situation first.
Winning!
Don't go away. No, no, don't leave! Don't leave!
But yeah, homework and school and class and vastly conflicting schedules, which is that really. Like I'll have an hour free, you know, 50 minutes, and you know, then you will, and then
let me tell you about my Tuesdays.
Tell me about your Tuesdays.
My Tuesdays start at 10 a.m. I have an hour of class, followed immediately by an hour of work. And then I have an hour off. And then I have a 2-hour lab. That normally, I get out of that halfway through because it's a computer science lab, not just science labs. Computers. We all know how Sarah Kate does with computers.
She's the magical technology about it.
Yep. I basically have another hour off. And then I have another hour of work at the meeting. And then I have, an hour of first year experience. Fun on a stick.
I actually really, really like my freshman seminar. That's what they call it here.
Is it completely pointless?
Yes, but I have my professor. He's probably no older than 20, I would say 28, max, oldest. And he has a little puppy named Milton. He talks about Milton a lot, but yeah, the way classes run when we don't have a guest speaker is we come in and, professor starts talking, sometimes he'll let the TA talk a little bit, and then I'll start swearing, and then I'll start talking again, and then I'll keep swearing, and then I'll go off on a tangent about something, and he'll keep swearing.
The arts are just really boring and pointless, and it's basically the same stuff that they have told us over and 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 over until you want to beat your face into something.
I'm sorry.
But after first year experience, I don't have play practice.
Always fun.
We're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream.
My favorite Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. The girl playing Helena, she was my first roommate from over the summer. Oh my god, she's amazing. It's hilarious. I love her so much. But I'm actually not in the cast. I'm scenic painter, assistant sound designer, and soundboard op. I'm a technician.
She's good at what she does.
Oh yeah.
I see.
Thank you. I make good ones.
I like your regular face too.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Yours is prettier though.
No.
Yeah. Let's not get into this because it just gets sickening after a while.
Yeah, I said agree to disagree and then we can just, yeah.
Moving on with life. Okay, so, today, because it is now available, and if I can get it off my phone, I am totally inserting the voicemail that Nini left me when she found out that...
Nini's her sister, in case,
Yeah.
You, in case we haven't mentioned her before.
I think we have.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's glorious. And here it is.
I love you, sister. I love you, sister.
I know. My sister's amazing. Anyway.
That was cute.
So that was Nini. So that was Nini's reaction.
That was Nini's first appearance on Costume Adventures too. Welcome, Nini.
We love you.
No, really, we really do.
Yeah, she's the best person. She has the honorable title of my favorite person ever person. Emma here is my favorite person ever. Other people get to be my favorite person on occasion, but Emma will always be my favorite person ever, and Nini will always be my favorite person that ever person. Just throwing that there.
She's so very good to us.
She's adorable. I love her. I miss her.
I was talking about you, but yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So as I was saying before, for Nini, Sherlock Season 2 is on Netflix. It's for family.
It makes me happy.
Yeah. So we're going to watch Episode 1, Season 1. And, like we said in our last episode, this isn't just going to be a commentary. We're going to watch it and comment on it, but then we are also going to discuss it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So any sound you hear that's, like, not us talking is me furiously scrolling notes.
Yeah.
All right. So are you ready for this?
Whenever you are, darling.
All right. Listeners, start your movie or television episode.
Your engine.
No, Sherlock. Start your Sherlock in. Now, because we have to clarify this. We are starting after three.
I've been watching Bones, listeners.
Listeners,
there will be a meltdown.
Three, two, one, go.
Yay! Cool.
Hi. guys. Please,
John!
Oh, he's so sweet. I will burn you. I'll burn you.
So glad that you're around to do that.
So, Lawrence, you know. Harry, Kitty, Harry.
I know. It's raining. I think you like him.
Make the bad man go away.
I love the way the two of them just look at each other. And John knows exactly what Sherlock is thinking, and he just nods. And
I know.
Says, okay.
I know. Do you know how much fanfiction has been written about this scene before
Oh, I'm sure.
Before now. Do you know how much fanfiction has been written before now in the series timeline? A lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
As a fanfiction whore, I can tell you a lot. Also, I love how that's his ringtone.
Yeah.
Damn it. He's so cordial. Polite. Until now. Yeah. Ew.
Oh.
They look at each other.
Face.
I know. less amusing. Ew.
Kind of nasty.
Just a lot.
Yeah, I told you about the cute boy in my English class.
Yeah, the one who looks like your friend that you gave absolutely zero contact for.
Like what?
You said, oh yeah, he looks like my friend, you know, whatever, and I'm just like...
Ooh, sexy lady. I did
sexy lady.
The theme music.
Have you not heard that song?
What?
Sexy lady.
No, and I hope that I never do.
Good. Yeah. I live in an all girls house, and
I live in an all girls building.
But my RA likes to play it to mess with people because it is, it's a pretty bad song. Yeah. So, my RA, yeah. Oh, hey, this is my blog of Dr. John H. Watson.
Oh, really?
I know. I really like this montage. It's Oh, I have to open up a Word document so I can take notes because I forgot my pencil.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Wait, the what?
That was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He's a horrible person. I should open up a Word document. You said boring and turned over.
Yeah. Eight so far.
Okay, 4. Alright, this is going to be interesting. See how we do.
$18.95. There's a really cool poem that it will be included in the show notes. But yeah, $18.95 is a reference to, well, anyway. Maybe I'll save it, but oh,
his hat. The hat.
Still need to buy the soundtrack.
I turned that song into a
ringtone.
That's not creepy in the slightest.
No. Oh, not even a little bit. Did you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but did you know that the real Baker Street in London was considered for filming, but they had to, you know, I'll say no to it because of all of the Sherlock Holmes memorabilia there.
Yep.
And thumbs.
Thumbs. Well, that's always fun. I love Mrs. Hudson so much.
I know. Don't be boring.
There's a dude.
Mm-hmm. Standing there. Car backfire is always fun.
Dude is gone. Well, mine's back. Well, back.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
Well, Nick, we're
you know you're on your back. Dead. You know what I'm referencing?
Nope.
Shrek.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Me either, but that's just one of those lines that I just love.
I kind of desperately adore Lestrade's accent. The sheets. A six.
Yeah. We really should be talking more to this. I don't like this silence.
What was that?
We should be talking more because silence is kind of awkward for the listeners.
Yeah.
And I will use it. He's so very, what's the word? Succinct? Verbose? That's not it at all. What is the word I'm looking for? Threatening. Scary. He's so very scary with his threats. I don't know. Oh yeah, I forgot the guy was in the room with him.
What was that? I don't know, he's just chilling there.
Oh. Oh good.
What?
Oh good.
Men in Black. We do that sort of thing.
Homecoming theme this year with sci-fi. And, they do a stepping competition, which is kind of like dance and kind of like hip hop, like dancing, like break dancing. It's kind of like a cross between that, so you're on your feet for the whole time, but it's like really rhythmic and you're like providing, you know, the beat with your feet and your, you know. And, the residence hall that won, they did Men in Black for their theme. Pretty cool. Also, I really liked how they were, or how we thought. I always love how Sherlock.
How they show Sherlock.
How they show how he deduces, yeah.
Deduce the hell out of his milkshake.
Yeah. Which is for science, Mycroft, damn it.
I will kill you one day, Mycroft.
Okay, I'm gonna go now. Email me.
Wait. That's it.
I'll find you something to give an email to you.
I love how they can communicate so well non-verbally.
They're almost as good as us.
Almost. See, we just have to think it. We don't even have to be in the same room or in the same state.
Wait.
He's just like, okay.
A little disappointed, but and now they're giggling together, like us.
And they. Alright. I think I would be the one who would go to Buckingham Palace in just a sheet.
Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah. Keep calm. Finish it for me. Keep calm.
Close off.
Yes. There's my prop.
They are so like us. It's kind of frightening.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're both snarky and everything, but I'm definitely John.
I'm definitely Sherlock.
Wait, who did? Illustrious client. Who? Shoot. Why? Oh, who would are my costumes? Hey, Peppermint, we're taking, volunteers. You wanna be our, Mycroft? Or anyone?
A killjoy.
Did babysit us? Didn't know everything about the government. I'm sorry, they're a...
I'm not gonna do that.
No.
See, I've warned my roommate that she will just walk in here and I will casually not be wearing pants. I'll just be sitting here casually not wearing pants.
Yeah. I don't like bras.
I don't like shirts either.
Again, clothes optional.
Exactly.
Except, well, actually, yeah, all girls. Yeah, bras are optional. I do feel kind of self-conscious, though. I mean, you know, me and my small problem. So.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Hello.
She looks kind of like Amanda Palmer.
Does she?
Yeah.
She was a girl in my class, actually, in one of my history. In my only history class.
In that photo particularly, she looks like Amanda Palmer.
Oh, yeah. No, when she was sitting in the car, she looked a lot like a girl in my history class.
In that picture, she looks like Amanda Palmer.
My cross is trying so hard not to feel awkward and failing.
I do not want to know what was happening in my parents' house when my parents were watching it. Don't want to know.
Oh, maybe this wouldn't be a good idea for Kat.
Sweetheart, she walks into a room naked. Probably not.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's watched rated R stuff, but that's for, like, violence and guns and shooting. He plays, like, I don't even know what the rage is right now for shooting games, but he plays those all the time. But...
M-rated?
Huh?
M-rated?
Yeah.
The games? M-rated?
Yeah, like, Call of Duty.
Yeah, M-rated.
I've had to buy them COD before. So, like, violence, swearing, eh. But, his eyes might fall out.
My eyes almost fell out.
That's for different reasons, Katie.
Ooh. I love that man.
Later.
Sherlock, he hates. What? Oh yeah, he stole the ashtray.
They are. Did you see that fan comic on Tumblr?
Which one?
The one of the two of them in the car with the picture?
Maybe.
That made Molly's, like, eyes fall out, basically. Boobs. I'll keep it in my pants, I swear.
As long as I don't have to see it, I'll be fine with it.
That is a very interesting poster.
Yeah. I really like how they, the juxtaposition of their, the two getting ready for. I love that line. That's a good one.
Jumps on him.
I know.
I had bad day.
Fighting.
I know 463 ways to kill a man. With my face.
It's that line in How to Train Your Dragon. I'll find another dragon and cut off all its arms and legs. With my face.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I love the new Jessie. Oh yeah.
Dun's arrival is a little,
It's okay, I'm the doctor.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm the doctor. Oh!
Yeah, Pat's not allowed to watch this. See, that is a nod to the fandom. Do you know how many people have talked about his cheekbone?
All. He's so cute. Oh,
he really is. He's got no read. Oh, there's a line from Iron. There's a line in there. Hang on. In one of the Iron Man 3 equals 2 Avengers or Avengers, but I can't read you. I can't get a read on you. And I can't remember which one's from. Oh, Iron Man 2. He's talking to Natasha, who is currently aliased as Natalie Rushman, in order to infiltrate. I've watched my movie too much, haven't I?
Good one.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's Sherlock's coat. I don't ship Sherlock in it. Sherlock, no. He's married to do his work. I don't, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm too much of a purist and too immersed in the original canon to really ship him with anyone though, but man, it's hang on. 11:30 at night. I'm drinking Mountain Dew. What do you want from me?
Not much.
Okay. Undying affection.
Yeah, spend it. Books.
Sounding board for world building.
Thanks. It's the new sexy.
I remember this in the original too.
Yay.
You got a stamp on it, John.
Oh.
Why does it always have to be there?
Goddamn American.
Hey, watch it. This is my country.
how he guessed it. How did he guess the code?
He explains. Do you want me to tell you? Actually, I think I've seen this more than just the once.
No. I'm going to wait until he explains.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this more than just the once. I think I've seen it twice. Maybe three times. No, I know for sure I saw it the...
Yes!
Season 6, episode 3, three times. Watch it, lady. I don't know if I like her. We can go into this later, but I don't know if I like her.
I don't know if I like her either.
That's me facepalm.
That's one way of doing it.
I want.
Now, see, the thing is, if you like Irene, Sherlock's being an ass. If you don't like Irene, Sherlock is being awesome.
We can discuss this at the end of the episode, but yeah. Yes. Hmm?
I said we will discuss this. She's used to that. That's
yeah.
Terrible. But amazing. But
terrible. I don't know. That's just rude. You should treat your lackeys with respect. I was a lackey. I was a dusty at an old folks' home. It was rough.
Oh!
Ugh!
Oh!
Oh, shut up. I don't like her.
You didn't eat her.
He's very concerned. So wait. I mean, I've never had any sort of Sherlock. Can I just give him a hug?
Yes.
But yeah, what are your measurements? Like, where do they measure you? I'm guessing bust.
Bust, waist, hips.
Shut up, Adler.
Oh, go away.
I don't like her. I've decided.
She's sexy, I will give her that. But other than that, no. Also, how do they do the connection thingy? Where?
I don't know, but,
Let's okay, discuss so, later. We'll yeah. discuss the connection thingy later.
Okay. That's his first thought.
Coat. Oh!
Yeah. Okay, anyone who had to work with Sherlock for the woman.
Oh, poor Sherlock.
I know.
Oh.
Also, you can totally tell John's a military man, and he's just like, he's manhandling his best friend, but he's doing it out of love. That's actually really definitely me. Okay.
I love this section of this noise.
Huh? Oh. He looks so cute, like, snuggled up in bed. Wait, what did it say?
From like 7 inch.
My screen's kind of smallish because. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not defending her.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love John.
Writing. I love the writing. Mrs. Hudson, she's so cute. Mycroft.
I love how they both jumped at her immediately. That is amazing.
Yeah, we don't want to like talk to you. Man, I really want Mrs. Hudson. You can call Mrs. Hudson. Have her in here, Mrs. Hudson.
Can I hug Sherlock?
Wait, what did he say?
I'll leave you to your doctor.
Gotta be something more. Gotta be more than this. Sorry, I'm going to start singing.
It's okay.
Hang on. It's 10 to midnight and I've got nothing to do.
Thank
I like that song.
Ooh, ooh, Christmas.
Yay! I love Christmas episodes.
Snowing in London. What is this?
Aliens.
Aliens.
You see what I did there? I want a picture of Sherlock wearing antlers.
Molly!
Please! Davey!
Oh, in there.
Wow, I could not pull that off because I actually have tits. People like the hat.
It's too much worse than I did for you.
Aww, we thought it funny.
This hurts.
He would totally deserve it if she threw that drink at him.
I just wanna hold her.
Wait. You're much nicer than so, huh?
I am. Oh! That's adorable.
Wait, does he have a poster of the periodic table on his wall? That's weird.
Dude, he's Sherlock. But it's also adorable.
In the book, he had something on his wall.
That shirt. That shirt.
Mm. I saw St. Bart's when I was in London.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I wanted to, like, walk by Scotland Yard, but we really didn't, like, have the time, and I didn't want to be like, Sherlock Holmes, can we walk by the police station? I didn't want to do that, but, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not safe. Yeah, that's a great way to.
Oh, Molly.
Way to put it. Emo! They had an emo.
Hey, hey, listeners, guess what? My roommate's in the room. Say hi, emo.
She's not happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give her a. I don't know if she's a huggy person. Give her a hug or a high five or something. One of those walking. Why? Oh, Shirley. Oh, shit. At least fast, and I don't really. Yeah, I'm not even gonna try to. He could try for some proper behavior, and at least not dump the ashes all over the floor. Hey, that's like the first real swear word we've heard out of this show. Shit, that's little. I'm pretty sure. You have a very loud keyboard, by the way.
I have a what?
A very loud keyboard. Yeah.
That was the last one.
You just accept that too, which is kind of gives me a sad.
Yeah.
John's gotten good at this.
Yeah. He's gonna fuck in that.
Do you? No. You are very particular about your thing.
I am. The socks are a bit much. I can never keep them organized.
I always wish I wish I knew how to play the violin.
I also wish ukulele.
That's impressive.
I know, right?
Yeah, I always wish I learned how to play violin, but then I also wish I knew how to read music, so
You don't know how to read music?
Okay, in theory I do, but it takes me a really long time. It's like you know how most, you know, really little kids are, like kindergarten, first grade. Mm-hmm. It's just learning how to put letters together to make sounds. That's where I'm at for reading music. I can match the sound to the note, but I can't read words, you know, which, you know, words meaning like a measure and sentences meaning like a line and paragraph meaning like a page. I'm not up to paragraph yet. I can read letters.
I mean, it's... I love this so much.
I don't know. I'm still undecided. I like the episode, but there's a lot about it that I don't like. Well, okay, that I as an observer don't like, which... as a casual observer, I don't like it, but as, like, a, you know, as a critic, as a fan of the canon, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm undecided. Also,
his face. That's his oh shit face.
His face.
That is his oh shit face.
Yep. That is a great face.
Now he's mad.
He's angry.
No, he's really mad.
I love that. They're as much a couple as we are.
I also love how we had the same thought at the same time. Where did it go?
That was directly to the fandom.
Of course it was directly at the fandom.
Yeah. And... that's his worried shit moment. Oh hey, doing expressionism. I'm taking a film class, so I know this shit. The slow motion, slightly blurred, hair, all that. That is German expressionism. And German expressionism is designed to show, outwardly show, outwardly convey an inward motion.
Nice.
Man. People would totally think I'm drunk if it weren't for the fact that I'm in dorms and this is a dry campus. Although, to be honest now, people have been smuggling liquor. I'm going to stop talking.
They're always smuggling liquor, trust me.
He's furious.
Angry. You do not touch Mrs. Hudson. Yeah. You do not.
He's furious. Oh, I'm getting scared. I'm not even, like, there. I'm just watching them.
Her cardigan. It's ripped and there's blood and...
Oh wow, he's... the Robert Downey Jr. movie, this is like that, except... He knew exactly what was coming.
Moron.
Oh, he's so mad at them.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
I love this scene so much. See, we're probably gonna end the audio of the next scene as well.
Probably, but that's just because they're so bloody fantastic.
I know.
Great writing. Wait, what does it say?
The crime in progress. Please disturb.
Oh, please disturb.
How many times? I love that. No.
a really cute, clip where she's like his mother, and it's so cute.
Dude, they're totally a family. Dude. Okay, yeah. Sherlock, you're John, Mimi is Miss Hudson. Clearly.
But who's who does Peppermint get to be?
I don't know, but Mimi is Miss Hudson.
Peppermint can be the violin. Nah, that's not.
That would be weird, because then I would be playing Pepper.
Hey, Pepper.
Well, let's not get there.
I really love this song.
I know. That's adorable.
Nope, not that one. Man, like, looking back, it's all so obvious.
I know.
But I remember when I first watched it, I was like, what is it?
No. I remember just, like, being so puzzled.
My brain! Oh my god.
I'm enjoying her cheekbones.
I like Sherlock's better. I like her hair down, though.
Nope. See, I think I've come to like...
I forgot about that. Oh, darn. Oh, Johnny boy. This is cool.
I know, this is amazing.
Heathrow, I was there. I wonder
how
it took him to memorize. He doesn't even blink.
I agree with her on that point. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, anyone would. Everyone has been the men and a few who are in the women. My anger!
Yeah, see, that makes me angry.
I hate him.
I know my cross feels. I know his feels.
You want to have a little sibling totally screw something up for you?
Yeah.
I kind of do too. Throw her out on her ass.
Please.
Now. He's really good at this game. I wonder if he met Gordon Gordon after he shot the bell.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey there.
It's a car.
What is... Oh, I should stop talking.
Wait, what?
You go, it's a car, and I go, brum brum.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. What's the use of this? Sorry.
It's fine. I hope you know that I'm going to leave in all your singing.
I've been told I have a nice voice, so I'm okay.
You do.
Thank you. I have been answering at church since I got here, so... I have a story to tell you later. I can't really put it. It's definitely a Midwestern accent.
Definitely. Not entirely certain
what type of Midwestern, but yeah. No, I'm very fond of that. It for the listeners, I'm very fond of accents and oh yeah, I'd forgotten about this until now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if I bothered to think, I'm sure I would have remembered, but hell, it's
one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
As all hell, yeah. Man, it takes so long to get that set up. He has a point, Sherlock.
He does.
I think I like Scandal and Bohemia.
Yeah.
I think I like that. I like that one better than this one. Ah!
bitch.
A lot. I also really kind of want to fly on the top level of a big plane like that. He knows he's figured it out.
Oh, you bitch.
Yep. Yeah, I've decided I hate her.
Definitely. She angers me.
Greatly.
Nardi.
Ooh, man. That's right.
Yeah. Did you see his look? Look. Oh my god, that look.
If you listen carefully, you can hear Tony snapping in a V formation. I had an idea for a fanfic. I'm never going to see that.
I love him so much.
He's so funny. Kitty. Kitty.
Speckle.
I really need to stop reading fan fiction.
You really do.
Fall in love, play the game. Everybody play the game. I love it.
Love it.
I like the rain.
Except he's not really happy.
Yeah.
Poor, cold-hearted bitch skank man.
Exactly. Sherlock, on the other hand, actually has a heart.
Yeah.
Did you see that Tumblr post, where, like, while waiting for the seat, you know, for series three of Sherlock, it was just like, wow, the fandom's gone too far, and it was a face, you know, a screen cap of, like, a mock Facebook. It was, John Kane is now in a relationship with Mycroft Umbrella, and under it was a comment that said, from the Penguin, that said, OMG, I'm so happy for you. Mm-hmm. And then one of the commenters was just like, you people really need season three, don't you?
Yep.
That was a good one. I wanted to be a pirate too. I can't remember if this was before or after the bus driver and the cashier though.
I don't remember wanting to be anything before a writer. I really don't.
Well, cashier was because they were all, like, all of the ones that I saw were young, pretty girls. And I'm just like, well, I want to see a young, pretty girl who works at a grocery store. Because they got to use a scanner and make, you know, cool beeping noises.
Right.
It's fun.
Right.
Mm-mm. Bus driver was because my best friend at the time wanted to be a bus driver.
Ah.
I was cool.
Nobody's noticed here. Oh, John, he's so clever.
But yeah, I was just thinking.
Like, pet him.
I don't think you'd take kindly to that, but you may. You may try. But, yeah, no, I was thinking, like, of the crossover Sherlock, you know, Sherlock and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, in which Tony and Sherlock have a snark off. It would, but I can't write it because I can't be smart. So I'm stuck reading fan fiction.
You probably do.
But it makes me happy.
I know. I'm working on the baby fic.
Yay! It's a little chilly in our study room.
I love how in his phone, she's the woman.
Yeah. Well, that's all he referred to her as in the canon. I mean, according to Dr. Watson.
Yeah.
She's never mentioned again later, but... Ooh, this scene! This is a really cool scene!
I know, this scene is great.
I really like that piano chord that they do.
Yep.
I really do like it.
What the hell is that thing?
Who knows?
Why is there like an animal head with a cord on the wall?
Ah.
Hooray.
Hello, dearest listeners. This is Sarah Kate in editing. I know we promised that we'd have a discussion for you, but due to unfortunate computer file eatage, that got lost. I would also like to apologize for how late this is. Earlier excuses still apply, and, like, double. Because of things. But, for the record, this is the October episode. You will be getting a November episode, and a special present for December, because, you know, Christmas. They will be up sometime during January, before the end. There will also be a January episode, and hopefully we will be back on schedule after this. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient. Emma and I love you all. Have a good day.
If there was anything in this episode that you would like to comment on, please email it to Small Screen Adventures. That would be small.screen.adventures@gmail.com. And you can also post comments to our blog. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. The opinions in this episode are the thoughts and feelings of the individuals expressing them and do not reflect the views of Small Screen Adventures as a whole.
The show or movie that we just discussed is the sole intellectual property of its respective creator.
No copyright infringement is intended by the production of this podcast.
All rights are reserved.
Please, don't sue us. We are broke, college-bound students, and we need the money.
What money?
Exactly.
In the event that you do take legal action, the only thing that you are going to get out of us is a handful of pennies, some pocket lint, and eternal apologies.
Have a lovely day.